Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I hope you're having a great start to your Tuesday. Man, Sirianni's got his work cut out for him this week. That's a tough one. We'll talk to Sirianni at 8:40 today. And I know he's going to do his best to try to keep it in-house and all that. And I respect that. But AJ put a lot out there. And it'll be very interesting to see how the head coach addresses it.
What do you think his immediate reaction was when he saw the tweet? Like, do you think Nick was just like, bleep? You know, like, it's not a game.
James, you know? 1,000%.
Yeah, absolutely, right?
It's like, are you kidding me?
Not again, man.
Because this is the most egregious.
Yeah.
By far.
Well, especially because they just won the Super Bowl and they're 4-0. It's just it's like the ultimate example of like winning isn't enough.
No, that's right. I agree with that. All right, baseball playoffs start today. Dodgers and Reds late tonight. Three games precede it. By the way, Mets, not in the playoffs. Not in the playoffs. And we really haven't devoted as much time to it as we otherwise would have because of everything going on with the Eagles. But in the words of the great Jackie Gleason, how sweet it is. Let's listen to an Odyssey station, our sister station in New York, WFAN.
I bet you they found some time to talk about the Mets, huh?
Listen, we've had our moments. Like after the 23 Eagles, we've had our moments where we just go wild. Let's listen to this guy named Sal Licata, talk show host up there. Not happy with the New York Mets. Here's what he said yesterday.
Even in just one weekend, where all you had to do is take 2 out of 3 from the Marlins, or go back to last weekend, all you had to do is take 2 out of 3 against the lowly Washington Nationals, and you couldn't even do that. So it's not just, well, it's the pitching, well, it's this, well, it's that. They had these guys stay healthy and all have career years, and they still couldn't beat the Cincinnati Reds out in an expanded playoff. That is as embarrassing as it gets.
Warms my heart.
Can I add a
it
little
really
too?
Does.
Just to how much the Mets lost it and the Reds didn't win it. In their last 51 games, the Reds went 25-26.
That's incredible. Man.
Think about that. We know how big the Mets collapse was. That's how bad the Mets were. The Reds didn't grab it. Yeah. The Mets lost it.
What did the Reds finish with? 84?
Somewhere in there, yeah.
Because, this was one of my arguments against the third wild card. Like an 84-win team in the
playoffs. I love the way we match up against the Dodgers. I love the idea of playing the Reds.
Be great.
Holy cow.
Be great. But don't take it for granted. I'm telling you guys, you could play the worst team in baseball and lose a best of five.
Right. The Braves were probably excited to play us in 2022.
Probably were. Yeah. Probably were. All right, we're going to get to something Milata said last night shortly. Reminder, Nick Sirianni, 8:40 today. It's going to be interesting to see how he handles with us the AJ situation. We'll try to burrow in there and get you some answers and see what he's willing to say. Let's go to Daryl in Mount Airy. Daryl, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How's it going?
Great, Daryl.
It's ironic you played Sweet Home Alabama because Mechie is right there, Roll Tide. He's shook. Mechie can get open. He can't get open anymore. If you notice, if you pop in the tape, He cannot get open anymore.
Well, he's not playing against backups in preseason games anymore.
There weren't many folks getting open against Tampa Bay.
This is true, but if you have that great wide receiver.
Talk about AJ, not Mechie, Joe.
Well, he said Mechie.
I know, he was just saying Roll Tide. Like, he's saying that Mechie can get open. He's saying AJ can't.
So, Darryl, listen, that's – okay, well, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, if you look at Devontae Smith, he can get open. You look at him, they're blanket coverage. He can't break away from the defenders no more.
So
take a look at the tape.
Listen, I understand what you're saying, and I have wondered it. I tend to think it's not true. I mean, there's going to be times, obviously, he's well covered. I get that. We all get that. Is he diminished athletically from last year to this year? I tend to think no. But again, I'll say this. Got to know more. Got to see more to know for sure.
And he did have the knee thing out through the playoffs last year and in training camp. Like, he's had a knee thing that is carried over from last year to this year.
Yeah, could be.
Okay. Yeah. But the last thing we need to see is when the game's online, you're out there whining like a baby. Get him out of there. Old school. Tell Nick, get him out of there.
Well, hold on a second. Get him out of there at what cost? Like, what do you mean by that?
Sit him. You want to act like a baby? You want to act like that? You can tell by his body mannerism that he was just a problem.
If they're not going to sit Jalen Carter, who was much more egregious, they're not going to sit
Darryl, it hasn't gotten that far yet. Listen, there are times where that stuff happens. It's not there yet. You would be, in my opinion, too stringent a boss. And listen, he's not at the post office. He is a professional football player where he is, barring a knee issue, amongst the truly great athletes in the entire sport, like on the planet. Like, A.J. Brown is a freaking specimen, man. And I'm not just chucking him aside.
Right. Well, I think it will definitely benefit Jalen Hurts if he doesn't have to go to him. Like, you went to him.
I disagree with you dramatically. It may make locker room circumstances easier, but if you start throwing the ball to Reggie Brown instead of Terrell Owens or to John Mechie instead of A.J. Brown, that's not normally a recipe for winning. Right?
Okay.
I mean, am I right?
You are definitely wrong on that one.
How many yards did A.J. Brown have in the Rams game?
You'd rather throw the ball to a happy John Mechie than an unhappy A.J. Brown?
Absolutely, if he's not going to be frustrated, with mannerisms like that.
You're
no
too
way.
Stringent. All right, Darryl, give me an answer. Give me a catchphrase.
Yep. Oh, catchphrase. Catholics versus convicts was one of the best.
Oh, that's a great one, too,
that
man.
That's a good one.
That was one of my favorites.
And Notre Dame. Boy, that was fun. Catholics versus convicts. So that guy would not be a good NFL head coach.
No, he'd be terrible.
So there was a commercial about 10 years ago, Phil Jackson. And he walks into a pizza joint. I think it's a pizza spot to order, to pick up a pie. Or no, actually, it might have been a car commercial. Whatever it is, he's in some spot, and there's a kid behind the counter with a little lippy, and there's the boss behind the counter. And the boss doesn't know it's Phil Jackson. So the guy who's, like, running the operation doesn't know it's Phil Jackson. And he turns to this random guy who happens to be Phil Jackson, like, to pick something up. He's like, you wouldn't believe the stuff I got to deal with. And he's pointing to the kid who's like out of sight at that point, like out of range of hearing. Like, you won't believe what I got to put up with these guys. And Phil Jackson has a little smirk on his face. Phil Jackson only has 11 rings because he put up with Jordan, Pippen, Rodman, Shaq, and Kobe being difficult. They were all difficult in one way, shape, or form. All of them had issues.
Not one way.
Yeah, right.
Many ways.
500 ways, shapes, and forms. Yeah. I mean, Pippen refused to go into a playoff game.
That was the best.
Now, did the Bulls cut him? No. He started the next game. So, like, be very careful with, like, I'm done with him. Be very careful. By the way, it was a great commercial. All right, let's listen to Milata. He said something yesterday that caught my attention as he was on WIP last night. And... you know, he said a lot of praiseworthy things about AJ, what a great teammate he is. I mean, he really, really, really praised him. But he also, I thought, dramatically deflected when initially asked about the AJ thing, which certainly, amongst other things, tells me this is not a resolved situation, nor would you expect it to be in 24 hours. But I didn't love, I'm going to be clear, I'm not blasting Milata at all. I'm just saying this is tricky. This is tricky. Listen to what Milata said last night.
So, speaking of AJ, since you brought him up, you are a captain of the team.
Yes.
And, he's been in the news, I don't know if you've seen, over the past 18 hours or whatever. I guess just my question for you is, what's your reaction to his tweet? I mean, you guys win a game. He tweets, you know, scripture. It's been something that's been talked about nationally and locally.
Yeah.
What's your reaction to it?
Yeah, everyone's just trying to tear us apart, man. I'm not going to comment on what his intentions were or what the real meaning behind it is. Could be, yeah, I'm going to leave AJ to talk about that. I'm not going to speak on that. I don't know what his intentions were, but I do know his intentions about our team. I know that he loves us. I know that he loves winning games for us. And I know for one thing that he cares about contribution over credit. You know, I think that's all it comes down to. AJ is a very simple man.
It's a very nice answer in a lot of ways near the end, but, man, he doesn't want to touch it. And I can understand.
That spot, he goes, it could be, and then he stops. Like, that was very noticeable there. You know?
And I mean,
not,
self-edit.
And I'm not saying it's...
exactly.
So, I'm sorry, say it again,
self-edit is what you're saying.
Yeah. And I'm not saying it's an unwise way to answer it.
Oh, no, 100%.
I can understand, like, he doesn't want to speak for AJ. Mm-hmm. He's trying to keep stuff from going further out of control. I can understand it, but I also know, like, it is complicated.
He takes it to contribution over credit.
Yeah.
He's saying AJ wants it to be contribution over credit. He just wants to contribute.
But it might not be. It might not be contribution over credit.
To contribute to the team winning. No, that's what it is. That's AJ wants to be a reason why the team is winning.
I know, but I think he wants more.
What do you make of him saying everybody's trying to tear us apart, considering it's AJ who did it?
Yeah, that
was... You know what I mean? That was a strange, I thought, response.
James, we've been down this road a million times as fans and as talk show hosts. I mean, the reality is sometimes media members and fans have a devious sort of thing going. But a lot of times, it's just reacting to what they do and what they say.
Yeah, AJ put the tweet out there.
Yeah. I mean, I
nobody
didn't,
else.
I didn't write it for AJ Brown.
I didn't type it for him. I didn't steal his phone.
I would prefer not to talk about it, to be honest, you know?
My God.
No, how.
It would suit me better.
Well, it's an unusual issue for a 4-0 team, you know? Really is. But AJ put it out there, and it does worry me a great deal. Not 10 out of 10. But for me, it's up there. Because
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Sunday night into Monday morning, first time I was really wondering. I wonder how much longer he's on this team. And I wonder if he's on the squad next year. Rhea, let me ask you a question. When our company moved WIP to FM, well, it wasn't even the current. It wasn't even the current company. It was back when it was CBS.
Correct.
Why'd they have to take YSP off the air? Why couldn't we be like 94 something else? Why do we have to be 94.1?
Because
I'm listening to this song and I'm thinking, man, I miss those days.
It's way above my pay grade.
No, I know. Is that a grenade for you?
It was Rhea's choice. Rhea decided to do it.
It was so weird, you know, when it, like going to that. Because, you know, I was here
6'10 forever.
6'10. All right, James, I've asked you this question before. People are very split when I ask it. When 610 WIP used to be 610 WIP, it would be called by people casually around town 610, and it would be called WIP. I think it was called 610 more than WIP. Do you agree with that?
I absolutely agree with that. At least
it was called 610.
I called it 610 a lot more than WIP.
You agree with that?
100%.
I'm listening to 610.
Yeah.
I'm listening to Angelo on 610.
Yeah. People knew.
All right. Hope you're having a good start to your day. Look, the AJ thing's a big topic. We're going to talk to Nick Sirianni about it at 8:40. We're also going to talk tomorrow to Rob Thompson. So we look forward to having the Philly skipper on tomorrow at 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock tomorrow for Rob Thompson as they will be closing in on being ready for the playoffs, or at least we hope being ready for the playoffs. Obviously, they're preparing. They're going to have an intra-squad game tomorrow. Now, they're only going one intra-squad game. I wish they were doing three. They're doing one. Here's our Twitter poll question of the day for you. It's brought to us... brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. What's the Armin difference? It's simple. It's Armin's people, well-trained, friendly, and caring. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. First poll question. Phils are going to have one intra-squad game this week. It's going to be tomorrow, by the way. How many intra-squad games do you think they should have planned for? So we got four choices here. Zero, one, two, or three. Last year, with the bye, they went with zero. And clearly, they're amending that. And I think that's wise to amend it. But I would have done more than one. They're going to do only one. I would have done three. You can vote on that. Second poll question, do you worry that A.J. Brown, that this might be his last season with the Eagles, yes or no? All right, we're going to hear from Ron Jaworski this segment. We're going to hear from Elliot this segment. Let's hear from Nick Sirianni right now as he addressed yesterday in a press conference the A.J. thing. First two questions were about it. Let's listen to Sirianni from yesterday.
Is it your understanding that A.J. still wants to be here?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, obviously AJ is very important to this football team. You know, I know he wants to contribute. I know he wants to contribute and, you know, do the things that he's capable of doing. And, you know, but, yeah, I mean, so it, again, this, he wants to contribute into these wins. And he's had a couple games where he hasn't been able to, you know, and for different reasons of why we haven't in these games. So, but I question nothing about, you know, his desire to play great football, his desire of being a good teammate, his desire to be here.
How do you go about addressing a situation like that with AJ? Is it something you talked to him about last night after it happens? Do you talk to him today? Have you talked to him, and what was that conversation like?
Yeah, obviously, you know, always talk to him. Somebody I talk to on a daily basis. I try to reach out to all our guys on a daily basis and won't get into, you know, any private conversations that we have with any of the players about any topic, right? That's a sacred relationship between the head coach and players, and we'll always keep that private, but always in constant communication with all these guys.
All right, so Sirianni yesterday, that was one of two things he said on the AJ front, because later in the press conference, it came back around, and he had been asked about, you know, handling tough situations. Certainly, this is not Sirianni's only tough situation he's handled, but this one's got to rank pretty freaking high up there on the list. And you're talking about a top-five player on the team. I'd still say a top-five player in Philly sports, and he's putting out stuff that's like, you do wonder if he wants to be here. Let's listen to Sirianni yesterday on handling tough circumstances.
Hey, Nick, in a more general sense, when there are some frustrations in the locker room, what have you learned in your role as a head coach about the best way to deal with those?
Yeah, open, honest communication. And I think it starts with, you know, the relationship that you build with the guys before, you know, anything, you know. So, but it's always about being open and being honest. and it's always about the relationship. So again, I know he wants to contribute to what we're doing out there, especially, you know, when, you know, we had the second half that we had. And again, like I said, never question the teammate he is, never question the effort that he plays with, and the player that he is and the person that he is.
All right, so that's Sirianni yesterday. Look, we'll dive even deeper with it, with the topic with him coming up, at 8:40. I said it earlier today, I'll say it again. I think the heart of the matter is A.J. Brown, in his mind, forget what you think it should be, in his mind, I believe the heart of the matter is he's trying to figure out how much longer he can take it. And you might say, well, take what? Well, I'll give you that. The four things that I would guess he is frustrated with. One, coaching staff passing concepts, which with the new coordinator have come under tremendous focus this season so far. Two, extremely conservative nature of the quarterback. Almost never throws a 50-50 ball to AJ. And at times, you know, turns down what can be an open AJ. And it's going on for a couple years now. Three, run-heavy offense. Has been, you know, even before Saquon was here. You know, there was a year with DeAndre Swift. They ran it a lot. Part of it is because Jalen is really good at running it a lot. So I would guess that AJ, while he loves winning, is frustrated with the run-heavy offense. Four, that other great receivers are lapping him statistically. And there is a cascading effect of that. Future contract money, first team All-Pro, national praise, Hall of Fame jacket. You can say he shouldn't be frustrated. You can say he should be frustrated. I will say this. I would be. I'd be thrilled to win a ton. I'd be thrilled to maybe be on the best football team again. But I would be very frustrated, and I can understand his frustration. Let's talk to Ron Jaworski. He played with a couple tremendous wide receivers in his time, obviously most notably Harold Carmichael and Mike Quick. Also played with some great receivers down in Miami with the Mark brothers, Duper and Clayton. And Jaws today is presented by Paramount Plus. You can count on you can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL and CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday all season long. Visit Paramount.com/NFL to get started today. We welcome the great Ron Jaworski. Good morning, Joss.
Good morning, Joe. Yes, I did play with some great wide receivers. My dear friends, Harold Carmichael and Mike Quick, they made my life a lot easier.
Sure did. So, Joss, I believe the heart of the matter here is that AJ is trying to figure out how much longer he can take it. Do you agree with that? And if so, you heard my list there of take it, running a lot, hurts conservative, stuff like that. Do you agree with that assessment?
Not being around the team in the locker room and understanding the true personality of every player, it's hard to make that evaluation as an outsider. But I will say, in general, you know, wide receivers that are worth their salt want the football. You mentioned Harold Carmichael and Mike Quick. I know they wanted the football. I know they wanted it. It was up to me to manage that to a certain degree and make sure that, you know, we got them in place, called, designed to get them the football. Sometimes you have to ad lib and change all about the line of scrimmage, do the things necessary to get them active in the game. But I got to be honest with you, Joe. I don't think AJ is doing a really good job of getting open. You know, I go through the tape, went through last night again, and he's struggling to get open, to get separation. The deep ball winning wasn't there against Tampa Bay, where he had one-on-one on the outside. Now, the throws weren't the most accurate from Jalen, but I think the chemistry is just off a tad, and I think it'll come together again. But as far as being a deep receiver, I just think he wants football.
All right, Jules, let's talk about the getting open thing, because we heard what you and Jason Avant said post-game, and we played it a few times yesterday. So I'm curious, and I know the tape can't prove this, if he's diminished athletically, currently injured, a little banged up from the knee last year, do you sense that he's a lesser player than he had been in his first three seasons? Do you sense that he's not running as hard because he's frustrated? I know it's unprovable with the tape, but what do you think is going on with him not being open as much?
Well, you know, I don't know about injuries. I don't know about any of that stuff. I just go on what the tape tells me, and that means he's not getting open. They're trying go routes or trying dig routes, and he's just not getting open. And you reverted to Jason Avant and I speaking about, you know, where the balls are thrown. And the two deep balls, one up the left side and one up the right side, and were literally both out of bounds because he did not give Jalen room to throw the football. We call it the box, 5 yards from sideline and in. you know, down the field. And he's throwing the ball pretty much 5 yards outside the box because when you look at what AJ's doing, he's running right up the sideline. There's no room to throw the football in. And he just not willing to give Jalen room to throw the football into. That window just isn't there.
And what part of what we saw there is Jalen is so risk averse. As a quarterback, he's not willing to take the chance of even keeping that ball in bounds, it seems, Juz. Part of what makes him so good, part of what makes our team so good, part of why we're 20-1 in the last 21 games is Jalen doesn't put the ball at risk. But does he need to put the ball at risk more, Jaws?
No. Hey, the number one stat in the National Football League is turning the football over, in my opinion. You know, going into the games this weekend, I don't have my stats after last night, but the teams that protected the football were 27-5. In other words, one or better in the turnover category, 27-5. To me, that's the number one stat. You take care of the football. I think Jalen Hurts understands that, taking care of the football. He's not going to put the ball in harm's way. He knows he's got a very good defense. He knows special teams are the hottest in the NFL right now. He knows this offense is going to turn around. But think back to last year, prior to the bye week last year, he had thrown an interception in 8 straight games. The team was 2-2. For whatever reason, I think the light went on, although I'm sure he knew it all the time. But he was not going to put the ball in harm's way. He was not going to turn the football over. And the result has been, as you just said, 20-1, John. So I think if you protect the football, you give yourself the best opportunity to win football games.
We haven't discussed much. We have discussed a lot about the offensive line struggling this year. What we haven't discussed, Jaws, is Saquon has been a liability at times in pass protection. How hard are defensive coordinators making it on Saquon to protect Jalen?
Well, I think to a certain degree, so, you know, we know that Todd Bowles, the head coach and maybe the defensive genius for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, always presents problems for our blocking schemes. And I mean, when I go through that tape, I'm seeing every exotic blitz you can imagine, from a corner cat, which is a blitz from a corner off the outside, to safety blitzes up the middle. I mean, he was coming from every angle that you can imagine. He does a really good job with it. And he was doing it a lot of times with only 4 men rushing, so that creates a real problem. Yeah. Because you could drop 7 into coverage. It was just very, very creative. And I think that'll probably open up some things for Eagles opponents down the road, what Todd Bowles did. But, again, when you're bringing corner cats and blitzes, they're not always blitzing the quarterback. They're blitzing the run as well.
Sure.
Blitzing the bounce to the outside to get to the edge. As you know, John, a lot of runs are designed to bounce to the outside. But if a corner cat is coming, that the corner stand there to wait and make a tackle. So
yeah.
I think defenses are certainly shutting down the run. I mean, Saquon averaging 3.1 yards per touch is crazy. This offense in the rush, again, 3.5 yards per rush is crazy. There's way too much talent. Although I'm gonna be honest, and I always am, I don't think his offensive line is playing up to their capability right now.
So here's what's tricky for me, Juz. Right now, what we got from that defense was a lot of two deep safeties, what they call the shell type defense, where that's supposed to protect against the deep ball. We are familiar with that because we see it a lot out of our defense. You know, protect against the deep ball, two deep safeties a lot of the game. But doesn't that mean, with those safeties both out of the box, that we should be able to run the football? Why can't we run the football when the defense is in looks that we previously had all sorts of yardage against? I mean, we were hitting our head on the goalpost with Saquon if you dared keep two deep safeties previously, right, Jaws?
No question about it. And, Saquon needs some room. Every running back needs room. Like I said, the 3.1 is just mind-boggling. But I'll give Vita Vey and that Tampa Bay defensive line some credit. You know, that guy is a plugger, man. You can't move him. He's a fire hydrant in there. And he handled the interior of our offensive line pretty much himself. That's a pretty good defensive line in Tampa. But I think when you look at overall the general feeling in the running game, it just hasn't clicked right now. For various and sundry reasons, missed blocks, guys getting bowled over, missing holes. But and teams doing a better job with discipline in the running game. More or less put that picket fence up there rather than penetration. Now, there are times you want to penetrate. There are times you just want to put that picket fence up there and give a running back nowhere to go. But if you simplify it, this offensive line just must play better. That's what it boils down to.
Ron Jaworski with us here, Jaws, every Tuesday, 7:25 to about 7:40 or so. So, Jaws, I want to get to a big picture topic with the Eagles, and it kind of gets to the heart of how good are they. Now, I think they're one of the two best teams in football, them and the Bills. And we know they have one of the two teams, you know, the 4-0, which is great. It's a great fact. It's the reality. But I want to give you another fact that you may not know. A lot of people listening may not know. The Eagles are only the second team in the last 90 NFL seasons to start 4-0 and be outgained in yards in all four games. Only the second team in 90 years outgained in all four games starting 4-0. If you take away Brandon Mann running into the end zone for that safety, which obviously had them lose yards, if you just discount that play, because obviously that was for the purpose of you know, running out the clock, the Eagles in the four games, other than that play, have been outgained by 298 yards in four games. Jules, what's your reaction to that fact and what it may represent for how good they truly are overall?
Well, I think those are all great numbers, Joe, and you know, that's where you've got to look at the numbers. You look at them, what do they tell you? Now, what it tells me is we've struggled to win football games. The key word is win. We are winning football games. And football is a complementary game. Offense, defense, and special teams. You look at what the special teams done right now, it's been just remarkable that Michael Clay and Tyler Brown have put together a special teams group that is winning football games. So there's all three components of the game. But hey, we got to be realistic here, too. We're not going to win against the really good teams moving forward with 138 yards passing per game. I was, at the end of that game Sunday, I just couldn't believe we did not complete a pass in the second half of the game. It was a real head-scratch to me. We did not complete a pass in the second half of an NFL game. That's alarming to me. And that should be alarming to everybody. And it should be alarming to the coaches. They've got to clean that up.
Yeah.
They've got to clean it up. 4-0, hey, I'm thrilled. I'm raising my hands right now. Whoopee! We're 4-0. But there's some real caution lights blinking right now that we've got some corrections to make if we expect to get where we want to be. That's win the world championship again.
Sure. And Jules, I'll say this. Last year, they won ugly often and won that championship. 2 years ago, they were winning ugly and fell apart. And I think a lot of people will remember right before the collapse in 23, they had 5 out of 6 games in which they had been outgained by 95 yards or more. And they just kept winning. And we were wondering, boy, I wonder if it's going to catch up to them. And boy, oh boy, it did. So it's just something for everyone to be aware of because, you know, this is an amazing fact. If you take away the man, you know, safety, 298 yards in four games. Mm. That's hard to do.
Wow. Joe,
go ahead, Joe.
Hey, Joe, is your talk guy, I'm looking at my notes. A couple things I wrote down. The tempo must be picked up on offense. There's two slow wides of the huddle. There's a panic at the line of scrimmage. And that's got to be cleaned up. The communication from play calling to the guys upstairs in the booth, there's got to be better communication, get the play in a lot quicker. There seems to be too much panic at the line of scrimmage as the clock winds down. But the good thing is what I love is this team in the red zone, and I'm a big red zone guy. They're the best team in the NFL in the red zone. That helps you win football games. And they're number 8 on third down, which to me is the money down. So there's some we talk a lot of the negatives, and, hey, that's everyone's right to do that. But there are a lot of really good things happening. There are reasons why we're winning.
Yeah, situational football, we're doing really well in that aspect.
You got it, John.
We haven't talked about the defense. Kelee Ringo just started and played a whole game, and we barely talked about him at all. How well did he play, Juz?
He gave a solid game. I was I'm still scratching my head. You're going, they did not attack him. I have no idea why they wanted to go after Quinion Mitchell, who played phenomenal and didn't attack
Kelee
Ringo.
Because they love that Ibuka guy, I guess.
I guess.
Jeez. I mean, Ibuka's great, but Quinion just put him.
He was beat. You know, what they like to say, the eye in the sky does not lie. And when I look at the All-22, Kelee was beaten a few times, but Baker was going the other way.
Yeah. Jones, the Broncos, next opponent. How good are they?
They're a growing team. I mean, they're going to be a threat. Bo Nix is a special kind of quarterback. He's going to be special. Let me put it that way. But they're a team. You know, you're coached by Sean Payton. You're going to get a disciplined team. You're going to get a creative team. And you're going to get the team that battles your butt off for 60 minutes. So it'll be a very entertaining game on Sunday.
All right, Jules. Good stuff as always, my man. We'd love having you on the program. Film breakdown perspective. It's awesome. Thanks, Jules.
Right, I'll see you tonight, Joe.
You got it, pal. I'll see you, Jules. Thanks, Jules. Appreciate that very much. All right, 215-592-9494. Coming up in a moment, we're going to get to some audio from Seth Joyner about A.J. Brown yesterday on our show and Stephen A. Smith, something he said on ESPN. Your assessment of the situation. Again, the big question we're asking everyone today And really, it's I think the thing is, how concerned are you about what's going on with A.J. Brown? I'm very concerned. I'm not 10 out of 10 concerned. I've certainly been more concerned in my life about things in Philly sports, and a player might want out. But I know this, he might want out. He might want out. And, you know, that tweet, or what was it, Instagram?
It was a tweet.
And that tweet was, it wasn't I'm happy. I'll tell you that.
Don't worry, be happy.
He's been unhappy before. They've spent time just trying to make sure he's happy in the past.
They have. And they've saw, and they
when you go back to the 2023 season, same time of year, it was week two when we saw Jalen and AJ mixing it up on the sidelines. Everyone was concerned. And then when you look at the next week's production, AJ, after the tantrum on the sideline or whatever you'd call it, the discussion, he went 9 catches for 131 yards. The following week, 9 catches for 175 yards. The following week, 6 catches for 127. The following week, 7 for 131. The following week, 10 for 137. The following week, 8 for 130. So
and that's
things
when
got better.
No, they did. And that's when we were talking about him for MVP. I remember that.
Yeah.
Because I thought at that point he really wasn't in the odds that high for MVP, but I thought he should have been. Look, I do worry about this because I think he's one of the great players in Philly sports. He made an incredible difference when he got here. That has maintained. His production, though, has not been as good this year. There are people like Jaws that are questioning whether it's still in there to the same extent. And I just know this. I believe the heart of the matter is he is asking himself, how much longer can I take it? And I hear you, John. They've solved it before and won. But again, how much longer can I take it? I think it is compounded on top of each other.
One thing that's interesting is they tell us all the time, they go through the tape.
Yep.
And Nick has said it on the, you know, and we point out, you know, I'm not going to tell you that I think somebody played poorly, but they'll do it. Well, you just heard Jaws say right there that he doesn't think he's getting open.
Listen,
now, he said he also said that, you know, the throws are like, there's chemistry issues. I'm curious what that room's like when you go through the tape.
I'll say this, Jaws, I'll put it on the list for Sirianni today. I'll put it right now. Is he getting, I'll ask him in an hour, is A.J. Brown getting open? Yeah. Now, listen, his answer is going to be 17 minutes long because they always are. And that always seems to limit how many questions we can get in.
Well, I showed you a clip.
Time permitting, I'll try to get in there. Is A.J. getting
you
open as much as he used to?
Yourself that the defense that we just faced, they were tight coverage underneath with man in some cases, while keeping two safeties over the top. AJ was manned up at times and not open, and you saw an example
on
that
clip. There was nowhere to throw the ball.
That's the way it looked this game. They did a great job of covering our receivers, which is alarming, but now our offensive coaches need to take that information and say, okay, well, we need to give our guys some more help. When it's a man situation underneath, we can do all sorts of things. We can run crossing routes to pick these defenders off of one another. You know, that's when you've got routes that beat man, you've got routes that beat zone, and it's just a combination of things. When we have the nebulous looks like we got in the second half against Tampa, the pressure looks where they'd back off at the last second, but it would get in Jalen's head, oh my gosh, I got to accelerate my internal clock because they're going to bring pressure like they did in the first half. The problem was Tampa didn't bring pressure in the second half against us, but the protection just wasn't good enough all day long.
Well, I think that's been the biggest issue, John, this year.
I think the biggest issue the offensive
has been the offensive line.
Half the offensive line is broken down and trying to play through it.
Right.
The other half is young and inexperienced, and they have trouble even swapping off stunts. And then you've got our wide receivers downfield who struggling not just to get open because the coverage is good, but struggling because it's 118 degrees and humid out there too. You try going and running out and back and out and back. It does get you down after
supposed
a while.
To affect the D-backs, though, also.
It does, to be fair.
But
they practice and play in it every day. It was a combination of factors that was just extremely detrimental to the pass game.
Notable things said yesterday by Stephen A. Smith on this topic and Seth Joyner on this topic. We'll get to that shortly. Let's go to Rick in Collingswood right now. Hi, Rick. All right, Rick was not there.
Wow, what a call.
All right, let's get to Ken and Cinnamon. And Ken, good morning.
Good morning, friends. How are you today?
Good, man. Great, Ken. How concerned are you, Ken?
Well, I don't know. I feel really enlightened by Rick's call, so I hope I can follow that. So just on the other question first, on the intra-squad game, I would have no problem with them playing three intra-squad games, provided that the pitching staff was, you know, like the Reading Phillies or the Iron Pigs.
Well, why not the real Phillies? Why not with guys like Ranger and Lizardo, who aren't pitching Saturday? Why wouldn't you pitch them?
In particular with Ranger, why would I want to put additional innings on Ranger when we know that his body has an innings cap? So I'm going to save every meaningful pitch out of Ranger's arm for the postseason.
Well, I will say Lizardo like lapped his career innings high this year.
Ken, I will say this. I do think the intra-squad game matters more for the hitter than the pitcher.
Exactly.
I mean, can go in the bullpen, throw his side session, and stay on track. That, like, there's no question. But right, the hitter, in my opinion, should face major league or near major league. Okay, maybe you don't want to burn Andrew Painter, but you know whoever the other guys in the minors are. Get him
Andrew
up here.
Painter's not on the hot squad.
No,
you can burn him.
I know, but I'm saying just pick a person and say, dude, you're throwing 95-mile-an-hour fastballs to Bryce Harper, so he stays sharp for Saturday. I don't think that's unreasonable.
I have no problem bringing Painter up and letting him throw until he drops from exhaustion. I could care less. Now, on the whole AJ thing, look, I don't love it, obviously. And first of all, I don't know how anybody could possibly be taking
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Like AJ's side on this, like this is to me, this is so. If you're on AJ's side here, as opposed to, I just want to win the Super Bowl, and I don't.
Ken,
care
here's
what
the here's the part. I'm not on his side, but here's where I've gone, and I'll plant my flag with it. I would be really frustrated too, man.
Well, sure.
I might not say it publicly, but I would be real if I was as good as AJ Brown is. And it's year four of my numbers being held down, I'd be really freaking frustrated.
Well, I'd rather have a guy who,
who wants to be that competitive, right? But here's the thing. Like, it's a generational thing for me, I guess, but, like, these 20-something-year-old guys, like, this is how they express themselves, right? They go onto social media, and this is just kind of who A.J. Brown is. And so I don't love it, but, you know, it's just a different thing. Like, you know,
I actually don't think it's as generational as you think. I really don't. Because I've seen players through the decades complain or pout over situations. I mean, Scottie Pippen refused to go in a playoff game because he wasn't going to be the guy the ball was thrown to. Phil Jackson said, "You're inbounding the ball." And he said, "All right, well, I'm not going in the game." I don't think the AJ thing's generational. I think it is supreme athlete that knows he can do more and wants the opportunity to do more, period.
And I want a guy like that on my team. And ultimately, look, I think his frustration is mostly with Jalen, because you talk about 50-50 balls. There are no 50-50 balls with A.J. Brown. I mean, he might have the strongest hands in the league. When he gets two hands on a football, it's a wrap. So they're more like 70-30 balls for him. And if you're going to ask the guy to run 3-4 go routes in that 100-plus degree heat in Tampa and then not even make a competitive throw that he's got a chance to go up and compete against the guy that's covering him for, I can understand why he might not love that. And on the flip side of it, we all love the fact that our quarterback doesn't turn the football over, and when he doesn't, they basically win every week.
Yeah.
So the risk-reward equation changes. When you're down by 19 in the third quarter, the risk-reward equation changes to, well, let me throw competitive.
I agree with
throws.
That. Yep, I agree. All right, Ken, I got a million things to get to. Give me an answer for a great catchphrase for an event or a thing.
The greatest promoter in the history of mankind, maybe. The greatest show on earth, P.T. Barnum.
The greatest show on
earth.
Good answer. It is a good answer. I have two written down as potential winning answers. Both are from sports. And I'll be interested to see if people get some. One is Philadelphia sports related. One is not. I'm just going to put that out there. We'll see if people get to it. 215-592-9494. Let's hear from Stephen A. Smith. You may disagree with what he said yesterday, but he may be right. He said it nationally. It's his view on this A.J. Brown situation. Here's what Stephen A. said yesterday on ESPN.
Here's the reality about A.J. Brown. Like any receiver, this brother is ultra-talented, and he's a Super Bowl champion. And he knows they're not utilizing him properly, collectively, as an offensive system, schematically and beyond. And A.J. Brown is basically letting you know, I want up out of here. Now, here's the question for the Eagles, and I'll pass it on to both of y'all. Do you hold on to him because you're trying to repeat as champions? Or do you sit up there and deduce that maybe, just maybe, he's getting a bit demonstrative early and we might want to get him up out of here? You understand? And get some equitable compensation in return for his services, since he don't want to be here. At some point, sooner or later, they're going to have to answer that question about A.J. Brown.
All right, two different issues in there. One, am I trading him in the season? No, absolutely not. Just, I mean, you know, you offer me 5,000 draft picks, sure. But do I think A.J. Brown will be traded? Do I think A.J. Brown should be traded during the season? Absolutely not.
Why absolutely not?
Because they keep winning. Let me put it this way. If he in the next 3 weeks is so out of control, like Terrell Owens style, I could amend my answer.
If it becomes a distraction to that degree.
Yes, to that degree.
I would expect that they would.
To that degree, which I don't think he's gotten to yet.
No.
Right. No, it's not the Terrell Owens distraction. But to the first point that Stephen A. made, that, you know, he thinks that A.J. wants out of here, he might be right, might be wrong. I don't know. I mean, we'll be all ears when A.J. talks. And listen, A.J.'s a pretty honest guy, from what I sense. When he's in the locker room giving answers, I think he gives you pretty freaking honest, forthcoming answers. So I really look forward to hearing what he has to say. Now, someone who was incredibly honest back in the day, still is Seth Joyner. We're going to get to Elliot Short Parks in just a moment, but I want to play this audio. We had Seth on the program yesterday, and I said yesterday, I've got Seth on the Mount Rushmore of outspoken Philadelphia sports figures in my lifetime, which I know three of the four for sure. Seth Joyner, Buddy Ryan, Charles Barkley. Locks for outspoken, great athletes or coaches. I don't know who the fourth is, but those three for sure. Seth famously called, Rich Coatside a puppet. I mean, called the head coach a puppet. You know, he would take shots at Randall publicly. Let's listen to something Seth said yesterday about the A.J. Brown situation as it relates to Seth's past and his sense of AJ with this squad, this team, moving forward?
When I was outspoken, Joe, I was out of control. I can look back at it, you know, with age and wisdom now and say that, you know what, that was a mistake. Because that kind of thing does nothing more than separate a team. It doesn't bring a team together. When you're talking about the coach and you're talking about your teammates, or even if you're sending encrypted messages that you know the media is going to take how they want to take it.
And like your comments about Randall, yes, right? Yes. You'd make Randall comments.
You just, it doesn't make any sense. It's not going to accomplish anything. You're not going anywhere. The team's not going anywhere. And you understand, you just came off a Super Bowl win. You had such a heck of a, you know, couple of seasons that the Eagles saw fit to extend you, you know, to an extraordinary amount of money. And that things aren't always going to go the way you want it to go. And you have to just deal with the tough times in order to get to the good times.
All right, that's Seth. And I think AJ has. But again, I come back to this main premise that is my main focal point today. I believe the heart of the matter is A.J. Brown, in his own mind, asking himself, how much longer can I take it? I think that's the heart of the matter.
Because what you're, what we're talking about here is repeated.
Is frustration.
Frustration.
That's what it's about. It's about frustration.
Through the years, not at anyone necessarily, not at any one person in particular this time, because it's sort of a rotating cast.
Yeah, you've got a couple different people.
You know,
yeah.
You've got the play callers, you've got the play designers, you've got the play distributor,
yeah.
You know, Jalen himself. But right now it's whatever it is, no one's happy. No one's happy within that building when the offense isn't working.
Well, they're not but they are 4-0, so they got to be happy about that. They're trying to fix it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.